Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up daily to have a quiet time before God, your Maker. Be on your prayer altar. Listen to Turning Point. Receive the prophetic prayers. Listen to the insightful and powerful teachings or the inspiring testimonies according to the week. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. I pray for you. This is your day of new pleasant experiences, your day of walking into waiting miracles. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the steps of a good man, they are ordered by God. Do this, stretch your right leg forward. God will order your steps to where your destiny helpers are waiting. You will dip your feet in oil. That means into abundance, treasure, and high value. You will dip your feet in oil. Please anoint the sole of your feet this morning if you can. You will enjoy divine motion and direction. You will never go to wrong places. You and your loved ones will not walk into the den of armed robbers, bandits, kidnappers, ritualists. You will not run into stray bullets or gun running. I have an urge in my heart today to pray for applicants, everyone in search of a good employment, and those that desire a change of job to a better, more fulfilling jobs. If you are standing in for somebody, please, or any loved one, do so. Take your CV, your certificate, application, or document. Just take something and raise it up as I pray. I prophesy, receive your dream job, a better paying job with better condition of service. Seeking for a new job, you will get it soon. Seeking for a change of job, here it is, the Lord will give it to you. Then, if you are sick, touch where you have pains. Healing streams is about to flow now. Someone with broken bones, the bones will be supernaturally mended. Touch the place. I prophesy, be healed. I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Anyone with internal, lung or throat issue, stomach issues, internal organs, burning or peppy sensation, catarrh and cough also, get a cup of water or a bottle of water. I want to pray over it. Let it be the quantity you can drink at once. It could also be in a bottle. If you cannot do that right now, do it later and play back this message there. Ready? I speak to that water. Become a healing agency. Receive healing virtues of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be purified, sanctified, dilute, and destroy all afflictions in the body of God's children. I pronounce upon everyone that is holding water, you are healed in Jesus' name. Now drink the water. Also anoint yourself and be healed. Some of you will be healed instantly. Check it. Check it. Instant healing. Others, within 24 hours, you will not even remember that you have such a problem and affliction again. All shall be healed. Send your testimonies as you confirm your healings. Right, listeners? February 17th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark February 18th yearly. Enjoy good health, fulfillment, and prosperity in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Welcome to the second day of teaching, counseling, and learning. First issue today. Good day, sir. I have a question about first fruit. Is it possible after giving first fruit and you go about to borrow money for feeding for the month? I need your answer, sir. Wow. I have explained again and again issues about first fruit on this platform. Don't put yourself under pressure or bondage on the issue of first fruit. It is wrong for the child of God to go borrowing to feed and meet personal needs. Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 6 says, God shall bless you, and you shall lend to nation, and you shall not borrow. I said, no one should feel guilty not paying first fruit. There are many other givings we do as Christians that does not bring confusion or controversy. Oh, you will pay our tithe. You do sacrificial giving. You give to God's work and God's project. You help the less privileged and so on. Leave first fruit argument alone. Don't do anything that will put pressure on you or turn you into a beggar or a borrower. No, that is not right. Can any listener Remember the date I discussed first fruit issue in full on this platform? It was such a lengthy discussion that day. Please check your Telegram and send it so I can remind people of the date. I can't afford such a lengthy discussion again this time on that same subject of first fruit. Next, good evening, my amiable dad. Is there any side effect for the couple, I mean husband and wife, who took blood covenant with each other, reason so that they can stay true and faithful to each other in marriage? Wow, no. That's an ungodly practice, an ungodly act. Never should a child of God get involved in any oath-taking or blood covenant. Read Matthew chapter 5, verses 34 to 37. Take time to read it, listeners. It says, swear not at all. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Marriage oath is not blood covenant. It's a pledge of loyalty, allegiance, and faithfulness to each other, and stay true to each other in marriage till death. No other covenant is required. There are even cases of singles dating or in courtship that are taking blood covenant so that they can be faithful to each other. Nonsense. Most of the times, such relationship breaks and they remain in bondage. So, no blood covenant for remaining in marriage. No and no. Next, good evening, sir. I'm sending this message from United Kingdom. My husband is a staunch follower of your platform. Few days ago, my husband came home with an earring on his ear, and this got me upset. I told him I don't like it, but he's not showing any sign of removing it. I feel very uncomfortable with a man wearing earrings, and this is affecting my prayer life. Sir, what is your advice? God bless you, sir. Wow. Good that your husband is a strong follower of this platform. That shows that he must have some respect for me. So let him know you sent this and he should listen to his spiritual father. My son, no. It is a no-no for a man wearing a ring, a married man for that matter. Marriage is a model of maturity and responsibility. Parents are the have strong influence on their children. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 asks us to be a good example even to believers. With an earring on you, as a responsible man, married man, what examples are you showing? Again, read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Ye are God's and not your own. So, your body or our body is not ours. So you can't pierce it, abuse it, or misuse it as you like. Imagine lending your beautiful brand new car to a friend to use, and he brought it back dented, battered, and damaged. How will you feel? That's the example of how God feels when we damage our bodies, which he loaned to us. Please remove that earring now. You cannot do that. You can only, we are only permitted to wear your wedding ring and not earring or nose ring or any ring at all. It is not all things in vogue that children of God are meant to copy. No, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are not the one to copy from the world. Rather, the world is supposed to learn good things from us. So much for today. We will build more on this tomorrow. Please send your own questions and situations. If you have any, you will learn, and all the whole world will also learn from it. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain service in our Abuja Center. Usual time, same venue. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja, 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers to engage for more information, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain at Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Two services will run concurrently as usual on Thursday in all the centers mentioned. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. February anointing oil for timely help and support. shall be given out free. Anointed mantle also for praying and laying on your things shall also be given out free. We will also give you prayer digest, where we have written Bible verses and the prayers to pray as you anoint yourself with that oil every morning. Same will happen in Abuja tomorrow. Oh yes, others have collected theirs. Come and collect your own. Prayer focus for this week is cancellation of delay by the anointing, by the power of the word, by impartational grace. All delays shall be canceled. Don't miss it. And please invite others. As I said yesterday, I bless God for TPGM members and listeners that are now doing corporate tithing. They now put their business outfit on tight. I know from the size of tithe they are sending. All those outfits will grow exponentially and be preserved. I urge all business outfits that have not done so to start doing so. Nothing preserves and shields your businesses away from devourers than bringing God's dimension and presence to it. You do that by making your business pay tight regularly on the net profit. These are eternal truth. That's why I'm teaching it. No force behind it, no compulsion behind it, but that is the truth. If you put your business on tight, then you have made God a senior partner in your business. It will preserve you and preserve the business and make it transgenerational. If you want us to send you the commission's account for your regular tithing, your seed sowing, send a request chat to +234 809 789 4000. For TPGF members in UK, tithers and donors in United Kingdom doing theirs in pound sterling, tithe and sow seed directly to the HSBC account in UK. Send a chat message of request to 074-111-28401. It will be sent. Start doing it. I prophesy on business outfits. I prophesy on platforms and networks. I prophesy on what you do for a living. I prophesy on your job, on your family, on your body, everything about you. Receive a divine intervention. No power will suck you anymore. The grace of God will uphold you. The power of God will lift you up. The anointing upon this commission and on my life flow to your life now. You begin to have strange result, unusual result that will blossom you and prosper you. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a great day. Bye.